Darionus, yeah, Darionus is that. Because Darionus means old for us. Because we go with these people, and when they awake, you say, oh, that king Darionus. So when we want to say this is passé, we say this is belong to Darionus. Yeah, Darionus was the king they were running away because Darionus claimed that there is no God. And they were the believers, and he was killing the believers. So they ran away. There was a dead end in the mountains. You know what it means, mountain? You mean, Masai would say, this existence is mountains, the reality of these mountains. So the mountain will open up, they go in. That's the series.
Sleep, when it is accompanied by wisdom, is wakefulness. Alas for the man awake who consorts with the ignorant.
See, consorting with the wrong people will do what? Will rot you away. This is what it is. We talked about it. It's not about being in business of second-hand car. This is like being in the business of wine. You should be very extremely careful with the glass, because if this glass is not quite clean, it's even outside of it has been touched by some people and finger strip up there, I will not drink that wine. This is how it is. He says, listen, you are a part of this we which was created in words. Abstraction of meaning. This is what that self-realization source, that self-realization with consciousness in us. What is it? So this is abstract in words. Where do you get your words? The people you associate with. So be careful. There are some people, when you associate with them, you don't talk too much. You shouldn't. But remember, we are thirsty for this talk. This is the best way of life. So find the people that, when you converse with, you have something in common. You both agree on the path of love. Yes?
When the crows pitch their tents on Bahman, the nightingales hide themselves and are mute. Because the nightingale is silent without the rose garden, the absence of the sun kills wakefulness. O sun, you take leave of this rose garden in order to illumine below the earth.
What does that mean? You tell me. I see a trick over there. First of all, he will say, listen, we all depend on this sun. The illumination of this, the spring and autumn comes from that. Then, if you do not behave good, if there is no blooming, there is no flower, so the garden is silent, and the absence of sun is the killer of your awareness. Right? Suddenly, you started to blame the sun. Because the absence of the sun is your problem. You said, oh no, my good son, I know that. You go to enlighten the other part. It's not that you're not here. The absence is not the absence of light. I'm in a wrong position. Because the sun is at the other side of the earth. Because the sun is bright always. The truth is always there. If I don't see it, I'm in the wrong position. The sun is at the other side. I have to change. specially this sun, special sun of knowledge we're talking about, that sun. You don't mix this S-O-N-S-U-N, do you? I hope you don't, because they did. 300 after Jesus, yeah. Suddenly they mixed these two. It's the sun, okay? He's talking now about the sun. Are you surprised? This was supposed to be the book of matter of fact, right? He wants to say, and I claim that, I think this is the book of matter of fact. And as one of my teachers said, he said, you're lucky if there was no word of matter of fact in the opening of this, you would have been crucified. Anyhow, listen to these 3-4 verses, yes?
The sun of divine knowledge has no motion. Its place of rising is nothing but the spirit and the intellect. Especially the perfect sun, which is of yonder. Day and night, its action is illumination.
Here, there is one word over there. Here said divine knowledge. In Farsi, there is no divine knowledge. It's a matter of fact. That symbol, which is the Irfan, the juice of Irfan, is matter of fact.
So is that the Shams of Marifat, Shamsi Marifat?
Aftab Marifat, not Shams. Aftab. Aftab is not Shams. Shams is Arabic. Okay? Aftab is Persian. And it's a complicated word because it means radiant light. That Tab is different than thing. Right? It's Persian, it's Aftab Marifat. And this Aftab Marifat is not something to do what? No motion. There is no motion in Persian. It's Naql. And Naql has two meanings. One is, yes, motion, moving something from somewhere to somewhere else. This is Naql. Transportation is Intiqal, right? So therefore that's Naql. But there is another meaning to that word. Naql means narration. Somebody said this, quoting and narration, I would say, those are not a part of this knowledge. Somebody said this, I heard that Buddha said this, I heard that my teachers said, this is not it. This sun should rise from within you, from your intellect and jan, means life. From your living part, this light should rise. This rising the light is the morning, remember? And we call this school of thought Ishraq, means the upcoming. We always talk about that there is this sun, this light, which will rise. He will say, this sun should rise from the horizon of your intellect and your life. Means it's not something that I narrate, you learn. This consciousness should rise in you, means you should bloom. It's not that I will teach you what the kindness is. You should become kinder person somehow from within your intellect and your jhan. This sun should rise. This is a process that should happen in you to coming at we. The next verse is very extremely difficult. Here is Shams. Matla'i Shams av yagar Iskandari ba'd az an har jaravi nikufari. You read the English.
If you are an Alexander, come to the sun's rising place. After that, wherever you go, you are possessed of goodly splendor.
It's not like that. It's easier than that. I believe I translated that, become the rising place of the sun. if you are the good conqueror, Alexander. Matla'i Shamsai. Matla'i Shams. Matla means the point that the sun will rise in the morning. That is Matla. And that's the point of light bursting out. Matla'i Shamsai means be that moment of sun. Remember, Shams is the Shams as well, right? Shams will rise in you, but his knowledge should come out in you. Be like that once when the sun will rise in your, in the horizon of your thinking and imagination, then no matter where you go, everything is okay. Because you become enlightened. Am I making sense? Let me repeat it this way. When we talk about enlightenment, it's not that I could give you a light. You should be lit up from within, from your soul and your intellect. The flame of love should rise. Then, no matter what you do is good, because you are enlightened. By enlightenment, we don't mean grabbing the light. We mean being enlightened from within. You should be that place that this light will come out. Do that, then everything is simple. Because
after that, wherever you go, it will become the place of sunrise.
You see, after that, wherever you go, that's the place that the sun is rising. Why? Because you are the representative of that. You are the carrier of the light. So you will be there. Everything is good. And you will lit to do what? To try to enlighten others. To call them to enlightenment. This is what it is. Yes?
The places of sunrise will be in love with your place of sunset.
Even your sunset will be appreciated by sunrise worshippers, because you are the sun. Sunset is not the death of sun. I told you that. The sun is going to lit the other part. Yes?
Your bat-like senses are running towards the sunset. Your pearl scattering senses are faring towards the sunrise.
So you have two sets of his. His means sense. You have two sets of senses. One belongs to the night flyer, because that's what bat is to us. We say bat. Flies in the night, he doesn't like the sun, he cannot handle the sun. So you have that bat sense in you. That one flies towards west. But you have another sense over there, which is the giver. It's amazing that one is khafash, is a bird. Normally you should find another bird, the opposite. And we have that another bird. It was Baz, right? He doesn't use that one. One is Khafash, the other one is Durpash. Durpash means someone who is going around and distributing the essence, the values, the jewelry, something like that. So you have another one. That giver one, that is towards east. So you have both of them. Pay attention to this one.
The way of sense perception is the way of asses. O rider, have shame, O you that are jostling with asses.
Do not forget this. Because this is the basic of this knowledge. I have two sets of senses. One belongs to my animal, one to the spirit, to the breath, right? It says this, that belongs to the animal. This is for the animals. Be ashamed if you are bothering the other riders, because this animal